Thanks for staying tuned to Between Us and 938 Live. Learning from my guest today, relationship and dating coach at Relationship Studios, Cindy Leong, sharing some essential dating tips for our Singapore singles out there. Cindy, tell us a bit about how we can take things to the next level. Say you go out for drinks or you go out for dinner and you meet someone you think is interesting. Mm-hmm. How do you approach someone to express your interest without coming on too strong?
Okay, first and foremost, ask for the number, obviously. You know, after a conversation, you really like, you know, what you hear, you really see that there's a possibility to go on to a next step with the person. Mm. Okay, so how do you get number? So usually people say, can I have your number? And that comes across pretty creepy. So I discourage them from doing so. So how do you do it with a softer approach? So, you know, when you talk about something that she's really interested in, for example, yeah, she's a dancer. She does salsa dancing and all that. Say, hey, you know, I like that. I actually wanted to explore that. Do you know of some really good contacts where I could, you know, connect with? Oh, yeah, sure. So that you can contact so-and-so. Oh, okay. Maybe I can have your number. That's how you can get the contact details. So for girls, it's more of like, I have a reason to give you my contact because I want to help you connect with a salsa teacher, which you're interested in. So in my opinion, it's like, I'm just helping you. So that comes across as not so creepy.
Also, establishing the rapport is pretty important. The fact that you have things in common, you're interested in the same things, makes it more likely for you to be able to establish, you know, more contact over time.
Exactly.
Okay, so assuming you ask the person out on a date, what's a good way to ask? I mean, assuming, because you are strangers, you know, at the start. Mm-hmm. What's a good way to ask someone on a date that's spontaneous, fun, but not, you know, again, overbearing?
Okay, so for example, if you're interested in this girl, you got her contact number and you're trying to ask her out, right? So my advice to them is always to go for an interesting event, something that she would have gone regardless of whether it's you or with someone else. For example, some interesting performance, she would have gone anyway, with or without you. All right. So when you call her along to come for something like that, it's more engaging for her. She's interested in this activity and she tend to have a more positive experience anyway. So she will tend to, you know, attribute the positive experience to you and say, hey, I have a great time with this person. And I usually advise them not just going for something like a movie where, you know, you're just facing a screen, but go for something outdoor.
Interactive.
Like, for example, a live museum, you know, something like that, that you can get to take nice photographs as memorials, memories, and you can share interesting moments together. And there are a lot of talk about and a lot of external stimulations. To me, that is important because when you're just facing a screen, when you're just facing something without interaction, that's like, you know, or even if you go to a cafe just to talk one-on-one, how long can you last, especially for guys? You're just at the losing end because girls can always talk a lot. But you know what I mean? So we ladies, we can sit in the cafe for 3, 4, 5 hours talking about people and different things. Mm. But for guys, it's really difficult. So how do you do well, you know, perform well in a date? You know, go for something outdoors. Go for, like, I have a friend who loves to bring the date to a luge ride because to him, it's like adrenaline rush. You know, when you go up on a skyline, you know, the little cable car thingy where you get your legs dangling out there. So it's an adrenaline rush. So you get to take nice photos as well.
I think there are studies done that show that, you know, that people fall in love faster when they feel their heartbeat go up. So they attribute the feeling to being in love.
Correct.
When it's really just the ride.
Correct. Right. So, and also with a lot of external stimulus, like, you know, people to talk about, people walking around, things, events happening around you. You know, you will not run out of topics. You can just strike a topic very easily, like, oh, wow, this person's dressing is really weird or whatever. What do you think? You know, then you can, you know, you can share things with her. And to me, I always ask guys to ask open-ended questions, not things like yes, no, how's your day, good, you know, fine, where did you come from, home, you know. So try to ask open-ended questions where you can really dig into her mind, like, what do you think, how do you feel about this, if that's you, what would you do, you know, question like that.
I suppose in the first place, another gripe that a lot of men or women have is when people don't listen at all, so you don't even ask the questions, you're just talking and talking.
Just talk about yourself, and after you're done talking about yourself, you just continue to talk about what others talk about you. I've seen cases like that, which is not really good. So you want to really listen. Like, one tip for guys, really to adopt this thing called active listening, which means you listen with some response like, oh, really? Oh dear. You know, these are some response that shows the woman that you are actually listening.
Okay.
But most of the guys, you just sit there and you just stone and say, yeah, I'm listening. I'm really listening intensely, you know. So that's why I'm not reacting to anything. But to the ladies, we see that you're not listening because you're not responding to us. So this is something called active listening, which means you're acknowledging, yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh dear, why? Huh? He did that, really?
So be more expressive, it seems,
exactly.
Right? You know, just seem like you're more engaged in the conversation.
More engaging, that's right.
We're going to hear a little bit more also about how to get, you know, get the attention of someone in a public setting, say you're in a networking session and you want to get someone's attention. Also, how to increase your confidence, your charisma and your attractiveness. Cindy's going to share some of her stories working with her clients as well, how things have changed for them and how they can change for you as well if you're thinking about dating or looking for the right person. Cindy Leung is my guest today. She's dating and relationship coach at Relationship Studio, sharing some essential dating tips. If you'd like to find out more, do give us a 669-11938. We'll take some of your questions as well, and we'll return right after headline news and sports. Stay tuned on 938 Live.